Alleluia, 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 alleluia. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he set it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Then he said, "A man had 2 sons, and the younger son said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me.' So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, 'How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers." So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son." But his father ordered his servants, "Quickly, bring him the finest robe, put it on him, put a ring on his finger, and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, "Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound." He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when this your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf. He said to him, my son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and he has been found. The Gospel of the Lord. We've heard this gospel so many times that we might not quite envision the dramatic effect it had on the people who first heard it. It's really a shocking tale. It's a tale of forgiveness, it's a tale of love, and it's a tale of hatred. Hatred by the righteous against the sinner. And that's the point. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to Jesus. They saw in him something that they had not experienced very much in their lives. They were used to being pointed at as sinners. Oh, look at that one. Look at what he's doing. Look at this one. What's she doing? Oh, she's a bad girl. Oh, he's a bad boy. They'd heard it. And they saw something. What did they see in Jesus? They saw the merciful face of the Father in heaven. They felt forgiveness. They had hope. We too should be experiencing the joy that the Father has for his children in welcoming people, in being merciful to them, in doing the right thing. Paul, speaking to his young priest Timothy, says, I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. As we all know, Paul persecuted the church of God. Paul was there when St. Stephen was stoned to death. Paul says of himself, I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and arrogant, but I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief. We have to be careful that we are not ignorant of our faith. Our faith, which calls us to be reconcilers. Paul continues, indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. This should give us hope. Jesus talks about 100 sheep. One gets lost. 99 are righteous. If we know 99 people who are completely righteous, we are truly blessed. Because if we are honest with ourselves, most of us are the one that is lost, the one who wanders away, the one who doesn't do everything quite right. Yet the Good Shepherd comes to seek us. He seeks us in the sacrament of reconciliation. He seeks us at his holy altar. He seeks us this very day. It's so easy to fall into ignorance, to blind ourselves to truth, to wallow, as it were, in the mud. In the Old Testament reading today, God looks at his own people who he has brought out of Egypt. And he says to Moses, go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf and worshiping it, sacrificing to it and crying out, this is your God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. I see how stiff-necked this people is, continued the Lord to Moses. God says, let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them to consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation. But Moses stood in the breach. Moses said, no, Lord, no. These are the ones that you brought out of the land of bondage. Your intention for them is good. Help me to work with them. And God relented of the punishment that he was to inflict on them. So oftentimes we might have the spirit of the older brother who looks and says to God, how can you forgive them? Look what they did. You should just strike them off the earth. Condemn them. Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your commands. Yet you never gave me a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf. This is the same speech that Cain gave when he killed Abel. Throughout the centuries, hatreds, rivalries, envies. And God watched it all and saw it all. The father waits. While the young boy was still afar off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. And he says, quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. God is almost too much for us to bear. It's somewhat easier to be condemning than to be forgiving. It's a lot easier to look for the sin rather than help the sinner. We're called as children of this Catholic Church to be good examples for everyone by being merciful like the Heavenly Father is, to go out and seek the lost like the Heavenly Father does, to embrace the sinner, not loving the sin, but loving the sinner. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation.